Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
So this was the first time, wasn't it, that there was the NFL game. The Pittsburgh Steelers held on for a thrilling 24-21 win, oh close, over the Minnesota Vikings as the NFL staged an historic game at Dublin's Croke Park on Sunday. That was yesterday. Going into the final quarter, the Steelers led 21-6. Wow, it goes close in the end, wasn't it? And it was a bit of a kind of a cultural shift for all of us as well to be there and watch it. And the amount of people, the amount of fans I saw yesterday, I was up with my dad just off Griffith Avenue in Dublin, and then coming down, people walking with their baseball caps and their shirts and all. It was absolutely great. And you know who was there as well? Yes, indeed. Marty Morrissey was there because it was on in Croke Park. He was there. So let's go to Marty and find out what it was like. Well, you know, maybe he could sum it up as only he can, eh? Marty Morrissey, he was at Croke Park yesterday afternoon. Marty, what was it like? Let us know.
Good morning, Ian. Yesterday at Croke Park, we witnessed at first hand the commercialism, the capitalism, the greed and the press gouging. But enough about GAA Go. How you doing? They came from the land of the free. From Wilkinsburg to Shadyside. From Bloomfield, Pennsylvania to East Liberty. From Scranton to Squirrel Hill. Americans everywhere. Bringing with them the strange words. Like touchdown and fumble. Words which we only associate with last orders at Coppers. Yeah. Even Hawkeye was changed to Yeehaw and No Way Jose, sponsored by Cheetos. The Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers put on an enthralling show, Ian, but disappointingly, there was no minor match beforehand. And although she sung it beautifully, it's unlikely we'll see Lyra singing Aaron Naveen for Ballyhale Shamrocks at Nolan Park on a wet Tuesday night. Anyway, Marty Morrissey, You the man.
Thank you very much, Marty. Absolutely brilliant. And summed up so beautifully as only you can. American football, of course, oval ball. Derived from rugby. Donal Lennon was there as well. Donal, did you enjoy it? Let's, you know, come on.
Well, Ian, the whole thing was a mystery to me, to be honest with you. I hadn't a clue what was going on. Croke Park was a sea of hot dogs, loaded nachos, beer brats, and Reese jalapeno poppers. 40 million calories consumed, they reckon. It was more like a five-year-old birthday party, really, Ian.
And Donald, as a game, what was it like then? You know, the actual on-field stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to report to Ian, but I couldn't see a thing. Because there was a fella standing in front of me. He must have been 77 and a half stones in weight. Very nice lad now, calling himself Deshaun. But he looked like a human tent. And there was loads of mistakes as well in the match, Ian. Fellows kept throwing the ball forward. I suppose it's early in the season, but anyway, God love them. They kept spelling scrummage wrong as well. Bloody thing went on. I've lost my bloody environment.
That's okay.
Well,
that was Marty's environment. Right. You're grand.
Sorry, Marty took it away from me. Bloody thing went on for 4.5 hours. Missed me train home in Cork. Ended up in Abracababra with some fellas called Chad, Hank and Darnell. Jesus, I'll tell you. If these fellas end up in Gary Owned, this could change everything.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.